Awarashi, Nothing to Fear, by Undead Robins. Narrated by Blue Dreaming, with
Pisnaga as Harua,
Moon Apple as Uiju,
Pezax as Nicholas.
Summary. Harua wants to be a little bit braver, so he goes to the bravest person he knows. Notes. Undead Robins was 100% inspired by the pretty nails that Harua recently showed off. If Harua was a little bit braver, he'd have gone straight to the makeup team and asked for what he wanted. But while he's been working on getting braver since they debuted, he just needs a little more help this time. Nicholas is the first one he goes to, because Nicholas is the one all of them look to when they need an extra bit of bravery, and also because he's Nicholas, and that's the only reason Harua needs.
I want to paint my nails,
he blurts out the moment he walks into their shared room. It's not quite what he wants to say, but he thinks it's a good place to start. He hasn't accounted for Uiju sitting next to Nicholas on the bed, but he's not upset by it either. Uiju was on the list of people he wanted to talk to. He thinks that maybe, of all of them, Uiju might be the one who would understand the way Harua feels, so this just saves him the extra effort. It's Nicholas who pats the bed between them, encouraging Harua to join them. The bed is barely big enough for two, but Uiju presses against the wall, and Nicholas shovels to make as much space as he can, and Harua can't find any reason why he shouldn't curl up between them.
What did you want to do with your nails?
Uiju asks, taking one of Harua's hands in his own and looking at the currently unadorned fingers.
I saw J-Hope had his nails painted black recently. That was a really good look on him.
Harua had seen that. He's noticed every time a male idol wore a little extra makeup or more delicate jewelry, or even a skirt like Yeonjun did in his Instagram photos. But that wasn't the style he was looking for.
I saw some photos from Lene who had designed special nails. They were really cute. I was thinking about something like that.
He pulls up the photo that he's been carrying around on his phone for the last 2 weeks. The nails are longer than his, although he would love to grow his a bit. And they're so pretty, he can't help staring at them, even now after he's seen the photo dozens of times. They're the palest lilac color, with tiny flowers and hearts painted on. And not really the type of design a male idol would wear. He can see Nicholas and Uiju look at each other across him, one of their silent conversations that the rest of them have learned to endure. He wonders if they're going to tell him to drop the idea. He's definitely not brave enough to go through with it if they tell him not to, so he hopes that's not what they'll say. He probably should have expected the hug from Nicholas, but it caught him off guard, and he loses his balance, all but falling across Nicholas's lap. Nicholas laughs and ruffles his hair, even though he knows how much it annoys Harua. Well, Harua says it annoys him, but when it's Nicholas, he doesn't mind quite so much. He likes being here, wedged between the two of them. They're bracketing him, not because they think he's fragile and might break, but to keep the rest of the world away from him and protect him from anyone that might hurt him. He knows they'll all be there to protect him, but these two especially are champions at that.
They'll really suit you,
Nicholas says, and he's smiling, like he's proud of Harua, which is ridiculous because Harua hasn't done anything yet to be proud of. It's a nice feeling, though, having his members proud of him.
I like the little flowers,
Uiju adds, still holding Harua's hand. His fingers are tracing the length of Harua's, as if he's picturing the flowers blooming along his whole hand.
They look almost as pretty as you.
He doesn't blush anymore when his members say things like that to him. He used to, back at the start, when he couldn't help thinking that every one of his members was far more attractive than him. The most simple of compliments would have him blushing redder than Joe's ears when he gets nervous. Now he takes each one of their compliments and tucks it away in his heart, pulling them out to think about whenever he's struggling.
You don't think the fans will say anything bad, do you? Or the managers?
He wishes he didn't have to ask the question, but even with their strength surrounding him right now, he's a little bit scared. Nicholas scoffs, as if such a thing would be impossible, despite them all knowing it's anything but. Uiju just shakes his head, without a single moment of hesitation.
If they're really Lune, they'll love whatever you do. As for the managers, you tell me if they say anything.
He'll protect Harua, is what he's saying. and Hadwell believes that with every ounce of his being. Ryuji may seem quiet and soft to people, but when it comes to protecting them, he's as fierce as they come.
We'll all love you, whatever you do,
Nicholas adds, wrapping his arms tighter around Hadwa, encompassing Ryuji into the embrace so the three of them are pressed tightly together. It takes Hadwa's breath away, in the best possible way. Hadwa knows they're not just talking about his nails. They might never have been, if he's honest. But he feels braver at that moment than he ever has done.
Thank you,
he says, which barely scratches the surface of what he really wants to say to them, but it's all he can manage without crying. He twists himself loose from the hug, just a little, and stretches up to kiss each of them on the cheek. First Nicholas, and then Uju. He's never kissed them before, but he thinks they'll understand.
Do you want to sleep here tonight?
Nicholas asks, and his voice is soft in the way it only is when one of the younger ones needs him. Nicholas looks over at Uju before adding,
You too, Juju.
Without saying anything else, the three of them lay down. From his place between these two people, he trusts more than any other. He slips into sleep, a smile still on his face, his hand still being held tightly. The end.